John Jessop.
And just by pressing a button, it gives me the pleasure to say good morning to Crystal Gale. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Well, thank you for calling me in the morning. Afternoon to you.
Yeah, it's a happy afternoon for us, Crystal, and it's a good morning to you. Yeah. And how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm glad everything is starting to come around. You know, the world is opening up, I hope.
Yes, yeah. I mean, you're like everybody in the world of the music, the hospitality. I guess your diary just closed down.
Oh, everything did, you know, and it's affected a lot of people in so many different ways all over the world, and we do need that spark of hope of just being out there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's 18 months, isn't it? How have you passed your time away?
Well, you know, I think probably the beginning part, I cooked a lot. And ate too much, you know, like everybody else, as my son says, it's the COVID 20, you know. So, you know, but it was definitely gone into the studio and been doing some music and love every minute of it.
I know, yes, yeah. I mean, it's exciting times now that you were coming out of it. And your new single is absolutely sensational. You know, Lonely Street Choir, I just love it. And there's an album coming.
We're working on some things, yes. Yes, and I'm so excited to be on Lonely Street Choir with Sulo. I mean, he is just so incredible. Great writer,
yeah,
great entertainer.
How did you come across him, Crystal?
Well, actually, Sulo emailed me, and, you know, we just started talking, and he had this wonderful song. I loved the song. I loved his version that I was hearing him, you know, he had put down the song because he wrote it, and it's like, I just love the feel of it, and you know, he said, hey, well, you want to sing on it? So here we are.
Wow. I, when I was telling a couple of people, you know, I said, I'm interviewing Crystal Gale on Friday, and, you know, the first thing they say, oh, don't you make my brown eyes blue, and I'm still talking in my sleep. Those songs are still so big in people's minds, you know, of your catalogue.
Yeah, I was very lucky to be around some great writers in Nashville, Tennessee, and finding songs that, you know, you don't come around a song like Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue very often, and I'm so glad I got one of those songs.
I know, yeah. And it's amazing to think, you know, that was 22 years ago. 22 years plus 21, so we're on 43 years, Crystal.
That was just yesterday. You know, it is true. You turn around and where did it go, you know? All those, you know, years, time really flies. And even though I remember when I was 16 thinking, oh, 30 is old, you know? And I can see that in my mind. I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe not quite.
No. I mean, how's the diary looking now, Crystal, now that we're looking to come out of this strange times? Are the mini tours going to be over in where you... I know you live in Nashville. Are the mini tours over there? Are you hoping to get over to this country?
People are starting to set their schedule. I will do concerts in the fall. I have some things set already. And you know, definitely everything was pushed back. And I would love to be able to come over and do some dates, and hopefully in next year for sure.
Yeah, I think 2022 is going to be the big year. Everybody wants to come out and do the concerts and get the dates booked in, don't they? You know, we've got the single now. How far away is the album from being released?
Well, I'm not sure of what everything is set and time-wise, but doing the song with Sulo was just so much fun that... working on other things with him is going to be great too. And
I know.
It's you know, to me, being in the studio recording, it's in a different place. You know, someone said in your career, what's the most important thing for you, or what do you enjoy doing? But I love doing it all.
Yes.
You know, I've done television, I've done the touring. Being out there doing concerts and talking to friends that I've made through the years, They're not fans, they're friends. I mean, I have so many friends everywhere, and it's incredible. Yeah.
You know? Is there anything left on the wish list for you, Crystal?
Well, you know, I just, I'll take a few more number ones and things like that. You know, I can't be too greedy. You know, I just have fun with it. Yeah, that's how I've always looked at my career. You know, do what you love to do. I never set the goals, and maybe I should have, but I loved what I did, and I just went for it, and we just did it. And and like I said, it makes up a little bit of everything. I was thinking back when I brought my mother to England. I mean, she loved it. I was over there touring. I was doing radio and doing everything, and she just had a great time. And, you know, I have so many wonderful memories of all my time in your country.
I know. Brilliant. Yeah, and people have got great memories of you. Like one person said to me, don't be too personal when you talk to Crystal, but could you ask her one question? And I went, oh, my goodness me, what this, you know what us Scouse lads are like. Have you still got hair that goes past your bottom?
I do still have hair that goes past. Don't ask me why I have not cut it. There are days when I just want to take the scissors and really do it. But, you know, I keep thinking when my children were really young and I was really thinking of cutting it at that time. And they'd look at me and say, Mom, you can't cut your hair. You won't be Crystal Gale.
No.
So I guess when I cut it, I won't be Crystal Gale
anymore. No. You don't want to be doing that, love. I suppose you have to put 2.5 hours to one side, do you, when you have to wash it and dry it?
It does take a while. It's not something I can just jump in the shower and leave in a half hour. I set aside my time, you know.
Yeah. Listen, Crystal, do you have an all-time favorite record?
Oh, my. Of mine?
No, not of yours. An all-time favourite record. This was another question that somebody asked me, you know, that, you know, if you were sort of thumb-screwed down in a chair and you had to think of your favourite record of all time that you'd take on an island with you that you'd always treasure. And something that you never recorded, but I think, that's a great song. I should have recorded that.
Oh, my. Well, there's so many that I would want to grab and take with me on that island. And because when I listen to different people, and everybody has something I love.
Yes.
And, you know, I look back, Kitty Wells, you know, in the country, Charlie Pride, I mean, Don Williams. I love Don Williams' music.
Yeah.
I love his voice. But it really is a hard question because, of course, I've got to grab my sister's music too.
Be very careful, Abs. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Be very careful.
My sister. Yes, Loretta would get mad at me if I didn't grab her.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you listen to at home, music wise?
Well, at this moment, I've been listening to a lot of the Wiggles music.
Oh, really?
I have a new grandson. He's 9 months old, and he loves the Wiggles. I mean.
Okay.
I think I have to record a Wiggles album. I don't know. He loves it.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I have been listening to.
Yeah, so you're having a wiggle wiggle.
Yes, I'm a wiggle.
You're a wiggle. Well, there we go. Crystal, it's been an absolute, it has been absolutely fantastic talking to you. You know, this time next week, I'm going to be talking to Sulo.
Oh, great. I love Sulo. He's great.
Yeah, yeah. The Swedish singer-songwriter who's, you know, you've just really sang his praises out. And, I look forward to talking to him.
We'll give him my best.
I certainly will, love. I certainly will. And hopefully maybe next year you can get over to this country and we'd love to see you back here, Crystal.
Oh, I would love it. And, I love being in the United Kingdom and everybody's just so wonderful to me.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
I know. Well, you carry on wiggling and your son's carry on looking after you and telling you can't have your hair cut, you know, and your other half, you know, who answered the telephone, you know, wish him all the very best and yourself as well, because I know you're coming up to a monumental anniversary very soon, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
We are. Yeah, so
yes.
You enjoy that.
Well,
and enjoy
I will.
It. You know, and thank you for allowing us into your home this time of the morning, and I really do appreciate it, Crystal.
Well, thank you so much. I've had a great time.
Well, listen, we're going to go out with the single, and it is unbelievable. You know, I just love it to pieces, and the very best of luck to you, my love.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. And you, Crystal. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Have you heard my name? Have you seen my face? Everywhere I go, the wrong man, wrong place. Every bar I played, every 12-bar blues, it's the life I've made. I guess I always knew.
Street Choir, brand new song, Crystal Gale and Sulo. And Sulo's going to be my guest next Friday. He's the Swedish singer-songwriter who co-wrote that with Crystal Gale. So should be an interesting chat with him next week here on Liverpool Live.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.